Families of children with autism are worried their kids will be missing out on vital water safety skills, with the National Disability Insurance Scheme refusing to fund one-on-one swimming lessons. Clinical experts argue the policy to focus on group sessions overlooks the extra time and energy needed for children with autism spectrum disorder while they learn to swim, although the NDIS insists it's just been consistent with other funding decisions. From Canberra, political reporter Matthew Doran.
Scott Archer's six-year-old son Liam loves the water, sometimes a little bit too much.
There's none of them things that some of us would consider normal requirements for a swim. If he sees water, it's 6 degrees outside, he wants to go in it and makes every attempt to get into the water.
The Archers live in Tumbiumbi on the New South Wales central coast and put Liam into standard swimming lessons with other kids.
We had some issues with the complexities that Liam presents with and the ability for the swim instructors there to understand his needs and to be able to still do their job in a large environment where they might have five or six or more students in the pool with one or two teachers.
So specialist classes were the order of the day to allow Liam to immerse himself in an environment he loves and also learn vital skills.
Children with autism are 160 times more likely to drown than their peers.
Erica Gleeson is the chief executive of Autism Swim, an international organisation specialising in water safety for children with autism spectrum disorder, and argues one-on-one lessons are often a necessity.
We have many that have seizure activity, for instance, so need one-on-one supervision at all times. We have other individuals whose needs are such that they may go under the water because it's their happy place and it's where their sensory needs are being met, but they don't actually know to come back up and take a breath and are reliant on others to facilitate that for a period of time.
Ms. Gleeson says the National Disability Insurance Scheme has never paid the full cost of swimming lessons because it believes it's something all parents should be providing their children if they have autism or not. That's not something she takes issue with. But Ms. Gleeson argues the NDIS used to cover the difference in cost between standard and specialised private lessons, and a couple of months ago, families started reporting they were being knocked back for support.
The lack of consultation from us as the peak body and our autism swim approved providers and families in terms of making this decision has been really quite baffling.
In a statement, the National Disability Insurance Agency, which manages the NDIS, insisted there had been no change in its funding rules, despite the experience of Autism Swim and families across the country.
The NDIA continues to support disability-related funding to eligible Australians to support them with daily tasks, participate in their community and live a normal life. This may result in a support worker supporting children as part of activities such as swimming lessons. This helps support participants to be included in a group setting, not excluded.
The NDIA said it would consider requests for additional support on a case-by-case basis, but the aim would be to get a child ready for group lessons in future. Scott Archer fears some families may not be able to afford the extra cost of the specialised lessons, and it shows a lack of understanding of the challenges their children face.
Some of the comments we get from planners is, you know, gee, it'd be nice if someone paid for my swim lessons or things like that. So sometimes it's a bit disparaging, the comments that we face, that it seems discriminative that we're asking for something that, you know, is above and beyond, or that it's a luxury to some extent. I don't know their logic.
Father Scott Archer, ending Matthew Doran's report.